I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A new report indicates a second Christian has died in Eritrea for refusing to renounce her faith in Christ. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Bernie Daniels.
A Christian woman by the name of Negusti Haile, aged 33, was tortured to death by Eritrean military authorities in the Wea military training center near Massawa.
Daniel says the only recourse that has any hope of improving the situation is prayer. Voice of the Martyrs Canada continues to encourage believers by reaching into the region with Christian radio. Next, today is the six-year anniversary of 9/11, the extremist Muslim attack on the United States. That attack eventually led to a war on terror. Rhetoric aside, this year the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. The timing is uncomfortably close. Open door Carl Muller says the extremism has opened many outreach doors in Muslim areas.
Paradoxically, as persecution has increased throughout the Muslim world, the church has grown. Muslims have been brought to faith in Christ through dreams and visions and the witness of those who literally suffer for their faith.
And a recent poll indicates college students are interested in spirituality, but that doesn't translate into an interest in Christianity. University Christian Fellowship President Alec Hill says the millennium generation tends to follow spiritual issues cafeteria style. Young people are also interested in social justice, which opens dialogue to truth.
We want to invite them in so they belong first, but we also want to make sure that we present to them the gospel, and we do it in a way where they have to make a decision. What's been exciting for us the last couple of years is we've had record number of new believers.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have MNN delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.